on this week's arts page, JCDC's Visual Arts Competition and Exhibition. Stay tuned. As early as September 2016, the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, JCDC, announced the opening of entries for its annual visual arts competition and exhibition to artists 6 years and older. Entries closed after about 6 months of receiving hundreds of submissions in seven categories.
Our categories are painting, works on paper, photography, sculpture and assemblage, cyber art, ceramics, and video art.
Visual arts development specialist at the JCDC, Sana Rose Savage. Mrs. Rose Savage says no overarching theme was set for the competition, giving the entrants the freedom to flex their creative muscle.
Our judges selected the entries according to a judging criteria that we had prepared and given to them. And so we looked for pieces that embody both technique and concept, and the varying degrees of success would determine gold, silver, bronze, and merit awards.
Prizes were given to the final 280-plus pieces on Sunday, May 7. The excitingly colorful event featured the launch of the exhibition, merchandise booths, live drawing, and performances. And from now until August 18, the Jamaica Conference Center will act as the gallery to showcase the over 200 works of art selected for the exhibition. Another element of the competition gives social media users the chance to vote for their favorite pieces on Facebook.
Their favorite artworks for the prize that we call the viewers vote, and that prize comes with a $30,000 cash award and a trophy for the winner. So it's over 280 entries that are in the exhibition, and any one of those can win the prize based on the number of likes received.
Voting closes on June 2. And for those wishing to view the works more closely,
the show continues until August 18, except for the week of July 31st to August 11. It's open to the public 9 to 5, Mondays to Fridays. And we will also be having our online voting through our JCDC Facebook page as of Monday coming. And then one Monday after that, 2 weeks down the road, we'll have our exhibition catalog online so everyone can have a look at that.
Admission to view the pieces at the Jamaica Conference Center, 14 to 20 Port Royal Street, Kingston, is free. The Jamaica Visual Arts Competition and Exhibition has been running since 1963, developing and showcasing the creative talents of Jamaicans, giving them an outlet for creative expression. Over the years, the competition has seen entries from notable artists such as Dr. David Boxer, Christopher Gonzalez, Cecil Cooper, Howard Moo Young, Donet Zacka, Errol Harvey, Owen Minot, and Dr. Warren Robinson. Before we go, the Jamaica Creative Writing Competition and Exhibition is still accepting entries. The deadline has been extended to Friday, May 19. Visit jcdc.gov.jm or call 926-5726 for information on how to enter in the categories of essay, novel, play, poetry, and short story. That's where we end today's program. Tune in next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera with studio engineer Andre Palmer. Have a great weekend.
Yo, on a year ago, we make it out of here.
Yeah, man, yo, that youth that is bound for crashing on you. Him drive too hard upon the road, star.
Yo, you think of two of them here on the youth about the fast driving, and him still gonna kill off himself.
Hey, enough of them drive like a demo and up on the road, you know.
Yo, I'm probably late for me, I go down for door reach, you know. Arrive alive, myself.
Kill your speed before it kills you.
Me a 23 labor day, you know. Come here with me to preserve a beautiful island. Here 23rd, that is Labor Day. 55 years and yes, we still going. Make we clean up every scully, every street must glow. Make we clean up the place, come make we clean up the place. Our little country, make we clean up the place. You love Jamaica, so make we clean up the place. Mister, clean up the place, come make we clean up the place.
This is Razor B and I'm saying this Labor Day, May 23rd, beautify our island, restore and preserve our heritage, make Jamaica beautiful. I feel it!
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.